Blog Talk Radio.
I've been quiet for way too long. I can't fight it. No, no more. Got a story, and it's time to tell. 'Cause I just can't keep it to myself. Somebody give me your microphone or a megaphone or a telephone.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome again to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, Ministry of New Season Church and Ministries International. We thank God for each of you that have joined in on the call tonight. We just give God all praises and all honor. We pray that you all have had a glorious and blessed past weekend and that your week has started off in the presence of God. And so tonight we're going to go ahead and get started. But first, we would be amiss to not thank our sponsors, Pastor Steve and Ann Butterfield of Butterfield Ministries. We thank God for them because without them and their labor of love, this program would not be possible. And we also ask you all to be in prayer for Light of the World Ministries and our Archbishop Ruth Smith. She is in South Africa right now with the pastoral team. We ask that you just keep them lifted up in prayer. They're due to actually return back tomorrow. So our prayers go out and go up with and for them. Praise God. At this time, we're going to go ahead and enter into the throne of grace in prayer, and we're going to ask none other than Pastor Jasper Whitehurst to lead us to the throne of grace in prayer.
Yes, bow our head in prayer. Lord, we praise you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for this glorious day, Lord. Thank you for your word, Lord, on this day, Lord. Thank you for the woman, oh God, to bring forth the word on today, Father, your might, your power, Father. Lord, we ask your guidance, your direction, Father, and for you to give us the joy of our salvation, Father. You are our strength, Lord. You are our guide, Lord. You are all in all, Father. You are almighty God, Father. You are all-knowing. You are all-powerful, Lord. We that praise your holy name, Father, that we got all things all possible, Father. Yeah, thank you so much for this day, Lord. Thank you for your mercy, for your grace. Lord, thank you, Lord, for your word on today, Father.
Yes.
Increase our faith on today, Father, that we may come to know you even more, Father. Have a closer relationship with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Father. We praise you. We thank you, Lord, that you just open our eyes to see the spiritual truth you're going to share on today, Father, and pray, Lord, for this great and mighty woman of God, Father, Lord, that she would bring forth, we affirm in her spirit, Father, the word of God, the word of light, Father, and the word of truth on today, Father, Lord, and let your will be done, Lord, that sure you guide and direct our path, Father, in you, Lord, we have our being, Father. We thank you so much for this day, Lord. Thank you for such a time as this that you give honor and glory to you, Father. Lord, just have your way, Lord. Let your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen,
amen.
And amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. We just give all praise and honor and glory to God. And God has placed the word in my heart and in my spirit. And I just pray and ask God that he allows me to deliver it with clarity and with understanding and with his anointing power, that it will rest upon the hearts and the ears of those that hear and give them a new revelation, greater understanding, that they will be able to take this word and go out into the masses and let them know about our risen Savior, who is Jesus Christ, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And Father, all I ask, Lord God, is that you allow that you me to be able to deliver this word, none of me, Lord, but all of you. And for that, I will certainly give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father. Well, about 2 weeks ago now, I started a series, which I entitled the Identity Series, and about 3 weeks ago, we began talking about, do you know who you are in the Lord? Do you know who you are in the Lord? And the last time that I ministered, I spoke on, do you know who you are when you pray? Do you know who you are when you pray? Tonight, I want to speak with you on the topic of, do you know who you are when you praise? Do you know who you are when you praise? Praise. What is praise? Webster defines praise as that which is the spoken or written words about the good qualities of someone or something. That which is spoken or written words about the good qualities of someone or something. For example, for those of you that are married, do you remember when you and your beloved first met, and how in most relationships, praise was the order of the day, especially and usually where the men were concerned. When a man was trying to woo over beloved, he began to put special emphasis on praising her finer qualities. Oh my, your eyes are so beautiful. Oh, your hair is like silk. Oh my, your skin is so soft. He just lavished her with praises. Your smile makes my heart just melt. Praise of your beloved is actually something that is very biblical. You may think to yourself, yes, I remember when all of those praises were, well, why did he praise his beloved in that way? He praised his beloved in that way because he was trying to woo her, because he was trying to win her heart. Well, guess what? As I talked about and said, praise is actually biblical in the sense that the Song of Solomon, first of all, let's turn there, and we're going to talk about how Solomon even praised his beloved. Turn to Solomon chapter 1. Solomon chapter 1, and I'll give you all a moment to turn there. Solomon chapter 1, the Song of Solomon, as my dear husband just reminded me, excuse me, the Song of Solomon chapter 1. In the Song of Solomon chapter 1, it is actually filled with praises. Pastor Jay, would you read for me Song of Solomon chapter 1, verse number 2? Song of Solomon chapter 1, verse number 2.
Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for thy love is better than wine.
For thy love is better than what?
Wine.
For thy love is better than wine. Doesn't that sound like praises to you?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's go to the 1 verse 8, Pastor Day.
King James Version. If thou know not, O thou fairest among women, go thou way forth by the footsteps of the flock, and feed thy kids beside the shepherd's tents.
Okay, well, now he's telling us she is the fairest amongst all women. Earlier, he talked about the kisses of, she talked about the kisses of his mouth being better than wine.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to verse number 10. It says, thy cheeks are comely with rolls of jewels, and thy neck with chains of gold. Verse number 15 says, behold, thou art fair, my love. Behold, thou art fair, thou hast dove eyes. Oh, he's laying it on heavy. Your eyes are like doves. You're fairest amongst all women. Oh, again, well, why do you think that he's praising her in this way? Why? Huh? Because as one of the a bishop that we know once said, he had love on his mind. So in the Song of Solomon, he knew how to put on the praise in order to win the heart of his beloved.
Yeah.
I haven't yet met a wife yet that did not welcome the sincere praises of her husband.
Mm-hmm.
You might have a wife and then the husband, they might be upset with one another, but if he comes along in the sincere and he begins to praise her,
mm-hmm.
there is something about when someone praises you in the sincerity of their praise, that it touches your heart. It touches your inner being. Well, guess what? Just as much as your beloved welcomes your praise, how much more should you lavish your praise on the one who loves you so much that he gave his only begotten son for you?
Amen.
How much should you lavish your praises upon the one who gave his life and laid down his life for you and then picked it back up again so that we have eternal life in him? I'm talking about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness, I get excited when I think about the praises of my God. Did you know that God created everything in this world and in this earth to give him praise? Let's turn over, if you don't believe me, turn to Psalms 148, verses 7 through 14. We're talking about the praises of our God tonight. Psalms 148, verses 7 to 14. Give you a minute to turn there. Give me a minute to turn there as well. Psalms 148, verses 7 to 14 says, "Praise the Lord, from the earth, ye dragons and all beasts, fire and hail, snow and vapors, stormy wind fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth. He also exalted the horn of his people, the praise of his saints, even the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise ye the Lord." Everything God created in this heaven and earth was created to praise him. There's a song that talks about how the birds in the sky, they sing their songs to him. Even the trees in the field, they lift their arms to him. Oh, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Psalms 150, verse 6, tells us that let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. I'm talking about praising my Heavenly Father tonight.
Amen.
There are three points of power that I want to discuss concerning praise. The first one is the purpose of praise. The second one is the power in your praise. And the third one is that your praise activates the promises of God. Let me go over those quickly again if you're taking notes. First is the purpose of praise. Second will be the power of praise. And the third will be that your praise activates the promises of God. All right, let's get into the study of the word. The purpose. What is the purpose of our praise? Did you know that your praise brings God into your very presence? Your praise brings God in all of his glory into your very presence. Psalms 22 verses 3 tells us that God inhabits the praises of Israel. Israel was God's and is God's chosen people. Well, guess what? Because you are a child of God, when you begin to praise, God comes down and inhabits your very presence. Well, what do you mean, Pastor Constance, about God comes down and inhabits my very presence? Because God inhabits the praises of his people. Inhabits means to take up residence. In your praise.
Yes.
He comes down and he occupies.
Amen.
Your praise. Oh my goodness. Can you imagine our King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Creator, Almighty God of this heaven and earth, when you begin to praise, when you begin to hallow his name, when you begin to tell him about how good he is, when you begin to tell him of his greatness, mm-hmm. when you begin to tell our God that there is nothing that you can do without him,
yes.
when you begin to tell him that because of he exists, then your very life now has purpose.
Yes.
When you begin to tell him, Lord God, I know that there is nothing that is impossible for you. When you begin to tell our God how good and great and awesome he is, how merciful he is,
Amen.
How gracious he is,
yes.
how faithful he is, God comes down and you open up a portal in heaven,
yes.
and his very spirit begins to come down and he dwells right there in your presence.
Amen.
Because God inhabits the praises of his people.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God inhabits
yes.
the praises of his people. That's the one of the purposes of your praise. When you send up the praises of God, you've heard it said before that when the praises go up, then the blessings come down.
Glory.
When the praises go up,
yes.
then the blessings come down. It's just like when you are, and I'm sure if you are a parent, you can relate to this. When you have your little child, when they're real young, they're innocent, they will come to you and say, Mommy, I love you so much. Daddy, I love you so much. Oh, Mommy, you're the best mommy in the world. Oh, Daddy, you're the best dad in the world. Well, guess what? When your child comes and he begins to, out of the depths of his soul, his spirit, your little boy, your little girl,
mm-hmm.
begin to lavish those types of praises upon you. You are like, okay, come on, child, what can we do? You want to go to the ice cream parlor? You want to go get, what can we do for you? Well, that's the same type of attitude, even more so, that our God has towards us when we lavish our praises upon him as our heavenly Father. He takes ear. He leans down and listens.
Amen.
To what you have to say. He takes note of you because you begin to praise him as your heavenly Father.
Yes, yes.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. Now that God's presence
mm-hmm.
Is here, because the purpose of our praise is to put us into the presence of Almighty God. The purpose of our praise is to usher him into our presence, and we begin to have an audience, to be an audience in the presence of God. Well, when you usher in his presence and know that the presence of God is here, then now that his presence has come down, his power then follows.
Amen.
Now that his presence is here, you have opened up that portal. You have ushered in the presence of our God. Well, guess what? When his presence comes down, so does his power.
Amen.
Yes, when his presence comes down, so does his power. Your praise is a weapon for spiritual warfare. Let's talk about the power of praise. What is the power of praise? What is the power of praise, and what is this power good for? Your praise is a weapon for spiritual warfare. Let's talk, turn with me to Joshua chapter 6, and I'm going to prove to you that your praise is a weapon for spiritual warfare. Joshua chapter 6. I hope this is feeding somebody, because when I start going through this and I begin thinking about the goodness of my God and I begin to praise him and to know the power and the purpose and that he comes down and inhabits his praises and endows me with his power, oh, that's some good spiritual. familiar passage, but it identifies and signifies that your praise is a weapon for spiritual warfare. Joshua chapter 6, verse 3 says, "And ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go round about the city once." This is when the Lord spoke to Joshua and told him to gather together the children of Israel, and they were to march around the city of Jericho. And they were going to march around the city of Jericho for 6 days. And it says, "And thou shalt compass the city, and ye men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shalt thou do for 6 days." Once for 6 days. "Seven priests," verse 4, "and seven priests shall bear before the ark seven trumpets of ram's horns, and the seventh day ye shall compass the city seven times, and the priest shall blow with the trumpet." That sounds like praise to me. "And it shall come to pass," here we go, the power of praise, "and it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when ye hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up, every man straight before him."
My God, my God.
Praise God, praise God. And they went forth, and if you look in verse number 16 of that same chapter, and it says, let's go to 15 first. And it says, "And it came to pass on the seventh day that they rose early about the dawning of the day and compassed the city after the same manner,"
mm-hmm,
"seven times. Only that day they compassed the city seven times. And it came to pass at the seventh time,"
mm-hmm,
"when the priest blew the trumpet, Joshua said unto the people, shout, for the Lord has given you the city." That shout was their praise to Almighty God. And when they began to shout, the walls of Jericho,
amen,
came tumbling down. Do you want some walls, huh, in your life to begin to tumble down?
Yeah.
Are you having difficulties in any area of your life? If you want those walls to begin to tumble down, you're having difficulty in your marriage, the walls can tumble down. You have difficulty in your finances, those walls can tumble down. You have difficulty in relating with your children, those walls can come tumbling down. If you have difficulty on your job,
yeah,
those walls can come tumbling down. All you got to do is send up a shout, as they did in Jericho. Send up a shout of praise.
Amen.
And the walls will come tumbling down. That's the power of your praise.
Yes.
Also, praise can change the atmosphere and the dynamics of your home. Praise can change the atmosphere and the dynamics of your home. If you don't believe me, guess what? If you're having difficulty in your home, you and your husband may be having tension amongst your relationship, or your children may not be acting as they're supposed to, begin to saturate the atmosphere of your home,
mm-hmm,
with the praises of God. Put on some good gospel praise music.
Yeah.
Put on some contemporary praise music. If you don't have a CD player, begin to sing some praise music. And I assure you, you will change the atmosphere of your home, bringing in again and ushering in the presence of God. Why? Because when you usher nothing of the enemy can stay. I'm going to say that again. When you usher in God's presence through your praise, nothing of the enemy can stay.
Praise God.
The enemy has got to flee. Praise causes the enemy to flee. Praise causes the enemy to flee. Praise also changes your mind and your outlook in a difficult situation. Oh, yes, it does. Oh, yes, it does. Let me say that again. Your praise changes your mind and your outlook in the midst of a difficult situation. See, the enemy will try to get you to think. The battlefield of the mind is the first place that the enemy attacks, because he knows that if he can attack your mind and get you to think in opposition to the word of God, then once your mind begins to think in opposition to the word of God, it will change your very behavior.
Yes, amen.
But as I said earlier, praise urges in the presence of God, and nothing of the enemy can stay in God's presence. So, again, the enemy has to flee. So you want to be able to change your outlook in the midst of a difficult situation? Begin to praise.
Amen.
Because that confuses the enemy. He expects you in the midst of a difficult situation, in the midst of life's challenges, to begin to focus in on what you see versus focusing in on the word of God.
Amen.
But when you praise, you've got to be able to tell God how good he is.
Yeah.
And that no matter how difficult the situation, Lord, I know there's nothing that's impossible for you. No matter how difficult the situation, Lord, I know that you can turn the situation around for my victory and your glory.
Yeah.
Begin to speak the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Begin to speak the word of God. And when you speak God's word and you praise him, again, your whole mental outlook will begin to change.
Amen.
And it will change for the better and for the good, and God will get the glory.
Hallelujah.
To God be the glory. Your praise, number three, we talked about the purpose of praise. We talked about the power in your praise. Now let's talk about how your praise activates the promises of God. Your praise activates the promises of God. Did you know that there were 5,467 promises of God in his holy word?
Mm.
Well, your very praise activates all 5,467 promises of God. Oh, yes, it does. Oh, yes, it does. Because you are God's child, and his promises are yea and amen. He says all you got to do is ask, and it shall be given.
Yes.
Seek, and ye shall find. Mm-hmm. Knock, and the door shall be opened unto you.
Amen.
Your praise activates the promises of God in your life. Oh, and we don't even have near enough time to go over all 5,467 promises of God. But I just want to share just a few of them with you. Write these down later on. Take your time during the week to look up these scriptures so that you can see what promises are just a few of the promises that belongs to you that you can activate simply through your praise.
Amen.
Exodus 14:14 talks about the Lord fighting for you. Exodus 14:14, the battle is the Lord. He will fight for you.
Amen.
Isaiah 41:13, the Lord is your help in any situation or any circumstance. The Lord is your help. promises of God in your life. Isaiah 54:10. Isaiah 54:17. James 4:7. 1 John 1:19. Deuteronomy 31:8. Jeremiah 29:11. Mark 11:24. Philippians 4:19. Psalm 18:3. And Psalm 23:6. We're talking about the promises of God. Your praise activates the promises of God in your life. Oh, my dear sisters and brothers, if you just grab hold and know who you are when you praise.
Amen.
And the purpose of your praise, the power that's activated through your praise, and the promises of God that you activate simply by praising him.
Amen.
Grab hold of that word. Let it saturate in your spirit. And in closing, I just want to read Psalm 150 in your hearing. So if you'll turn to Psalm 150, it is a psalm of praise. Remember, David, he was a praiser, a man after God's own heart, the ultimate in praise. He actually was able to praise even in the midst of the difficulties where Saul was trying to kill him. And when Saul, the spirit of God had left Saul, and an evil spirit had come to take hold, well, they were able to dismiss that evil spirit by David beginning to praise God on the harp.
Amen.
He sent up his praises, and again, that evil spirit had to depart because of nothing of the enemy can stay in the praises and in the presence of our divine God.
Amen.
I'm going to close this message by reading to you Psalms 150, and it says, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. I want you to just take note of the number of times you hear the word praise in this song. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Yes, praise him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise him with the timbrel and the dance. Praise him with the string instrument and the organ. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbal. Let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord.
Amen.
To God be all the greater glory.
Amen.
Lord God, we give you all honor, Father, and we give you all the praise, for you are greatly, greatly, Lord. You are greatly to be praised.
Amen.
We thank you for the opportunity to be able to use our very being to bring forth your praises.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
In
Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We praise God tonight. I pray that this message has been a blessing to you. We're going to go ahead, praise the Lord, and we're going to open up the lines for a testimony. Does anybody have a testimony that they would like to give that will be in praise to their God? I know somebody has got to have a praise. praise report.
Amen.
This is your opportunity. And let me say this. When we have the opportunity to praise our God, because, see, when we praise, guess what? Praise is also contagious. When we begin to praise,
yes,
and we begin to share, it's just like if you go to a good restaurant and you have a meal that you like, wow, that was one of the best meals that I've had in a long time. Or you've seen a good movie, or you read a good book. You want to tell somebody about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, even more so, when the God has did something for you in your life, you ought to be able to have at any given point a praise report. Do you have a praise on your lips? Can you tell of the goodness of God in your life? Is there anybody out there that's willing to tell of the goodness of God in his or her life? This is your opportunity. Thank you, Lord. This is your opportunity. Praise ye the Lord. All right, well, I don't see anybody that has tuned in, but even though you may, don't be shy. When the time comes for you to be able to praise God, you don't have to be shy. Feel free to be able to let the world know of the goodness of God in your life. Pastor Jay, do you have anything that you'd like to share with our audience in the form of a praise report?
Yes, I give honor and glory to God for
Amen.
His word. Amen. For you are from the tribe of Judah. You are praisers. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus Christ. So praise is what we do. Amen. To glorify God in all phases of our worship, of our praise, of our giving, of our whatever we do to glorify his name, we have a praise in our heart and our spirit to God, Heavenly Father. Amen. To
Amen.
Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yes, we should always have a type of praise in our heart through his word, through his spirit, through what God is doing in our life, through his manifestation of his word on today, Father. You meditate on his word. If we take and study his word, if we take and listen to his word, amen, if we learn to walk by faith and not by sight, amen, and, you know, hearing come by.
Faith comes by.
Faith comes by hearing the word of God on today,
amen.
Amen. So all that part of who we are in Christ Jesus, that part of our praise we have unto God, amen. Praise and strengthen us, Lord. Pray, give us guidance. I bring my mother and my grandmother, you know, pray and sing songs around the house, amen. They'd be singing. What are you singing about? They'd be just humming and singing, and they'd be just rejoicing all together what God's doing in their life, and bringing forth in their life, and manifesting his word in their life, and same with us today. Amen. We find the offspring of them. And they learn to praise God in different situations. They learn to praise God when it's good. They learn to praise God when it's sad. What is the situation? What is the circumstance going on in your life on today? You learn to praise God where you are. Amen. For you know, you've been lifted up to a high plane in God in Christ.
Amen.
You've been doing other things that God will give you strength in those areas. Amen.
Amen.
You can do great and mighty things, but praise who we are in God. He strengthens us when we are weak to make us strong. Amen.
Yes,
along with the joy of our salvation. Amen. That strengthens us in different areas of our life, no matter where you are at. No matter you're a baby in Christ, or you got a need of the word, or you're a material Christian, it doesn't matter. God, word, Jesus saying yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. So God's word is there for us to strengthen us, and his promises are there also to give us abundant life. Amen. Jesus said, I come to give you life, give it to you more abundantly. And as you praise God, he strengthens you in different areas of your life. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Jay. There was one thing that I neglected to tell you. If you would like to share a praise report, press the number of 1 on your phone at this time. Press the number 1 on your phone at this time, and it will dispatch you into the studio and allow you to be able to share the praises of God. Forgive me for not saying that earlier. Press the number 1 on your phone, and it will allow you to be able to share in the praises of God.
us and all of us.
Praise God.
But
praise
God gives ability and give a liberty to praise Him at any given time. There are people in the country, they are able to do so. Some are underground, some are life threatening, some are life taken because they want to worship our Heavenly Father and worship Jesus and serve Him. Not able to be so, but the God has blessed us in this country, in this time, to be able to praise God and to be able to worship Him and be able to strengthen your faith in Him.
Amen, 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 amen. But do I'm trying to see the caller whose last four digits are 0188. Caller, you are live. Go ahead, please. Caller 0188. We may be having a little bit of technical difficulty. Caller, can you hear me? Okay. Caller whose last four digits are 4848.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. Go right ahead. Praise God.
Well, I thank God for this wonderful word that you have just shared with us, because so many truths that you have set forth. And praise
Amen.
Is truly a powerful weapon. We speak to the Lord in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, making melody in our hearts to the Lord. We take up the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And I can remember a time in my life when I was going through a great trial and a great test and ordeal. And the Lord
Amen.
Would give me a song of praise to take
Amen.
Me. And I just rejoiced in that the whole day
Amen.
As I meditate
Amen.
On the goodness of the Lord. And when I reflect again upon the goodness of the Lord for myself, my family, and all that He's done for us each and every day, that is so
Amen.
Much to be thankful for and to give Him praise and honor for. A few weeks ago, I had a unexpected trial or test with my health. And I was unaware of it, but the Lord was faithful. The Lord was there. The Lord brought me through.
Amen.
And for this, I give Him thanks and I give Him praise, and I just rejoice in the faithfulness of our God. And I thank you for sharing the message about how that we should praise the Lord and how it is a weapon, and it causes the enemy to be confused as we it changes the dynamic of the atmosphere, even as you said. As we begin to speak and exalt the Lord with our hearts and our minds and our words, it changes everything. And His presence is manifested, and He puts the enemy to flight. So I thank you for this message, because it's a tremendous word, and we need to utilize it, and we need to continue to work the word and speak the word and sing of His praises. All of His goodness. Thank you all.
To God be the glory, and thank you.
Amen.
To God be the glory, and thank you for sharing in that. God is so good, and He is so great. He is such an awesome God. And, you know, even in the midst of times where things and difficulties may arise, things that are unexpected, but isn't it a blessing to know that no matter what time, it may be day, it may be night, it may be noonday, it may be 2 a.m. in the morning, it may be 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Oh, but even when the enemy tries to come against us with things that are unexpected, but God, He never sleeps. He never slumbers. He's right there for us at all times, and He's always on time.
Amen.
And so we just can savor in that. We can bask in that, knowing that our God and he's in us and he's for us at all times, no matter day or night. And so we thank God that we have the opportunity to call upon them. And who would not praise a God like that? Who would not praise a God like that? God is so good. He is awesome. And I just love him. I just love him tonight. And I thank God for his love of us. Anyone else care to share a testimony? Thank you, Carla, for sharing that powerful word.
Amen.
I'm going to try 0188 again.
Hello? Hello?
Hi, Carla. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Can you hear me? Yes.
I hear you.
Go right ahead, please.
All right. We praise God. This is Ann Butterfield. And I just wanted to let you know that that was an awesome word that you brought tonight. And we have to continue to give God glory and give him praise and trust him. Because if we trust him with all of our heart and don't lean to our own understanding, then we'll have victory in all that we do. And we thank God for you and your husband who is sharing the word with the people of God, and for the center man that's listening in as well. So we just praise God.
Amen.
I thank you all for sharing the word of God with our listeners. And we just praise God for all that God is doing. And you know God is doing an awesome work at our ministry. And we know that he's doing an awesome work in other places as well. But we just give God glory for what he is doing and training us up to trust him and believe him and know that he is able to bring us through any and every situation that we find ourselves in. So if there's someone out there in radio land tonight that don't know who Jesus is, I'm telling you that all you have to do is believe that Jesus is the Son of God and accept it in your heart and confess it with your mouth. You shall be saved, and you can walk in that victory in Jesus' name.
Amen. In Jesus' name. Thank you so much, Pastor Ann, for sharing that. Well, Pastor Ann, and we thank God for Pastor Ann and Pastor Steve, as I said earlier, who without them, this program, it would not even be possible. We thank God for their labor of love to be able to allow us to share the word of God over this broadcast. And as Pastor Ann just said, if there is any that are out there that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, today, now is the time of salvation. Romans 10:9-10 says that all you got to do, if you confess the Lord Jesus with your mouth and believe that God has raised him from the dead, believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved.
Amen.
And so we thank God and we extend this opportunity to anybody out there. If you would just repeat and say, Lord, I am a sinner. And I thank you, Lord, for saving me, because I do believe in my heart, and I believe that in the Lord Jesus, and that God has raised him from the dead. And thank you, Lord, for saving me from my sins. From this point forward, from this day forward, you have made the most important decision that you can possibly make in your life, and God has saved you. Your name is now written down in the Lamb's Book of Life, eternally sealed. And we give God all the praises and all the honor and all the glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Angel of heaven, rejoice.
Yes, over one soul, the word says. The angel in heaven's
rejoicing.
Amen. Well, again, we thank God for each of you that have tuned in tonight, and we give the Lord all the praise and all the honor and all the glory. We thank God, and we ask that you, if you are visiting in the Stockbridge area, that you join us at Light of the World Church Tabernacle International at 5883 Highway 155 in Stockbridge, Georgia. Our service times are 8 a.m. on Sunday morning, 10:45 a.m. on Sunday morning, and Sunday Bible study is on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. If you'd like to connect with New Season Ministries, you can connect with us at P.O. Box 16264, Atlanta, Georgia, 30321. We give God again all the praise and all the honor and all the glory. And we thank you again for your support. May you be blessed throughout this entire coming week. And please make sure, if you're not local, attend a service of your choice.
Yeah.
It's important that you forsake not the assembling of yourselves with other believers. That's where your strength and your power comes from, and study in the Word of God. We love you. God bless.
Our God is an awesome God. From heaven above, with wisdom, power, and love, our God is an awesome God. Sing with me.
Our God is an awesome God.
Awesome.
future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.